Welcome to Luncheon, episode 37, brought to you by Sing, an Irish Christmas, Broadmoor World Arena. Not the World Arena. Just the Broadmoor. Just the hotel.
It would be pretty sick if it was the Broadmoor World Arena.
That would be pretty sick.
That's right. Luncheon is co-sponsoring a Christmas Sing. Concert with Keith and Kristen Getty, writers of modern classics such as In Christ Alone.
And other songs. Come out and see us December 6th and 7th at the Broadmoor. Wow.
That's gettymusic.com/Christmas for tickets.
Also brought to you by Hot Chocolate at 1979 Coffee at the corner of Chapel Lane and Wood.
Now accepting third space coupons.
That's awesome. How many more we have? 13 more to go.
That's right. We're going to 50.
Yeah. We decided to cut our season one run. The producers, the people who fund the show.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Decided to cut our 52-episode run down to 50. That has nothing to do with the fact that Chuck Gray missed a week while I was out of the country. Right. Yeah. This week on the show, we got Tommy.
Hi.
That's the highest your voice has ever done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Colin.
Hello. We're switching roles today.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Also, shout out to Steve, most annoying person in the world, according to last week's episode. He is not happy about it.
He did listen to it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him.
Yeah. He's like, wow, guys.
Who gave him the review? Wow. Who gave him the review?
No, it wasn't a review. It was a, well, clearly no one in the room besides us knows about last week's episode. But we did there was a BuzzFeed quiz on how big of a jerk are you.
I'm 33%, by the way.
Oh, 33, that's pretty good.
I only answered...
And we didn't post it.
We didn't even post the link.
Because the quiz does not say jerk.
The quiz does not say jerk.
It uses a different word. Yeah. And so we feel a little unsure about sharing it. But I'm sure you can figure it out by typing in, searching on BuzzFeed for percentage of a, or another word for jerk. You can find the quiz yourself and let us know what you got.
There you go.
33%.
So it sounds like, first of all, based on what I heard on the episode last week, I may have been taking a different version of the same quiz.
Oh,
maybe
there's two versions.
Because this one just had like a bunch of check boxes and it says check all that apply to you. I was like,
versions.
This is not what I remember hearing about. And so I literally only checked one box out of like 30. And so I'm not sure how they figure 33% on that.
It must have been a really important box.
It was, apparently.
Was it a secret jerk or was it just generally jerk?
It may have been just general jerk. Like, maybe that was the problem.
Well, we'll get you the link to the other one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll send it your way.
33% is a healthy amount, I think.
I think so.
You don't want to be zero.
No.
Because everyone's a little bit.
Because that means that like people are probably walking all over you.
Yeah.
If you're a 0% jerk, like you gotta be a little bit of a jerk to get ahead in this world.
But if you're 87%, that is far too much.
Far too much.
Yes.
Shout out to Luke.
Yes. Hey, before we get into Lunchables, I know you all have been waiting. I promised an update on Sweatshirt Gate.
We've been literally waiting for like 20 episodes.
I know.
I'm sure no one's forgotten about it.
Here's what happened. Podcast friend and last week host Luke Smith a few weeks ago was like, dude, I got to be honest with you. The sweatshirt story still really bothers me. like I can't sleep. Like,
as there's it does just, most of America.
Right. There's just no closure. He's like, I feel like you need to keep researching and figuring out what happened because that's so weird. I agree. It's weird. So what I did was I looked at the box again. I looked at the return address that was on the box, and I Googled it. And the first time I Googled it several months ago, that's how we got on the whole Little Raymond's print shop thing because I Googled the address, and Little Raymond's print shop popped up.
Yeah.
And that's why Danielle is currently in Indianapolis in the bushes undercover.
Which you guys are getting this update before she is.
That is correct.
True. She's still there.
Someone should probably call her and tell her this update.
Tell her they don't have anything to do with it now.
Exactly. Because I googled the address again recently. And something totally different popped up. This time it said that was the address for wait for it. Ooh. Shirts. Oh, shirts.
Which is actually what I say every morning when I put on shirts.
Ooh, yeah. Shirts. Ooh, shirts. Which is rare, though. You're not putting on a lot of shirts these days.
That's true.
So they actually have a very nice, fully functioning website. And I was like, this actually looks like the type of company that would make these kind of things.
Okay.
Like Raymond's Print Shop looked like a cover for something else. So I sent them an email on, because I called them several times. Every time I called, it would get disconnected after like several rings. Well, that's weird. So I sent them an email to their customer support team. I said, "Hello, I received a package at an old address of mine back in April 2017, and the return address was your address. I've attached pictures. In it were around 10 large hooded sweatshirts with print on them that said single and ready to mingle. I did not order these at all. No one I've talked to has ordered them, and I'm really curious why they were sent to an address I haven't lived at in over 10 years. I was wondering if you could provide me with any information on who might have purchased them. It would help solve this very weird mystery." Their response. In a couple days later. "Hello, Steven. Thank you for contacting Ooh Shirts. Unfortunately, it seems that you have received these garments in error. We cannot accept returns for these at a present time, so you may do with them as you wish. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you. Have a great day."
That's not helpful.
Unfortunately, it seems you may have received these garments in error.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You were no longer single and ready to mingle.
And then they're like, "We cannot accept returns for them." Well, I obviously don't want to return them. They're freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I think that there's a much larger conspiracy happening here. I'm going to vote that Lil Raymond's print shop got bought out by Ooh Shirts.
Yeah.
Because they knew, because of our secret sting operator in the bushes, that we were onto them. So they had to throw us off their scent. And so something is much larger at play here.
Well, and here's
for
what
sure.
I'll say. Secret sting operations, the best way to go about them is probably not to talk about it on a world-renowned podcast.
Well, yeah. Five people listen to.
Yeah. Right.
Five important
people. All over the world.
Five very well-connected
people. Very well-connected people.
So anyway, I need to think about how to respond to this, because obviously that's not satisfactory.
But, like, I feel like they have something on file that would explain how it got to
absolutely.
Your house, right? That's what we want.
That's what I want.
You don't want to return them.
Absolutely.
You know that they were sent to you by error, but you want to get down to the bottom of it.
It's getting colder. They're all double XL. They're very cozy sweatshirts.
You can layer up with them.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for the winter season because of these sweatshirts now.
Can I give one to my grandma for Christmas?
Is she single and ready to mingle?
She's single.
Maybe. So if you want to see these sweatshirts live on stage, you can come to Sing an Irish Christmas.
No, what I will say, though, is we will be giving away one, maybe two of the sweatshirts at our one-year anniversary event.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes.
You don't want to sell them? Let's reconsider.
No,
we'll get back to you guys.
I want to give them to the people.
You want to give them to the people?
I want to get them back in the hands of the people.
Right.
So
any
anyway.
Chance you can embroider a luncheon logo on the back of it? These would be like one of 10.
I should return them to Ooh Shirts and ask them to put the luncheon logo on it.
They don't accept returns.
They don't accept returns. They're,
Everyone knows with Ooh Shirts. They don't accept
it
returns.
It seems I received these garments in error.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, it does seem that way, doesn't it?
It would appear so. Anyway. So I'm going to craft a response, and I'll keep you guys updated. But yeah, I think the key is diving into their records.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to let us into their records, we watched National Treasure recently, we will get into their records.
Exactly. If it's that easy to steal the Declaration of Independence, it's surely easy to hack into the records of Ooh Shirts.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Certainly. I have to say I'm a little disappointed in Danielle, who's our secret spy over there, who...
Not so secret.
Has yet to notice that the name of the company's changed on the building. And she's. I mean, she didn't notice maybe when they're moving all the stuff out and new
what
people
are
we were
paying
moving
her for.
Yeah,
she's got to stop eating those berries on that bush. That's what I'm saying.
Oh gosh! All right, so there we are.
Amazing. Should we get into Lunchables?
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start because I don't know if my Lunchable has any legs. Let's just get it out of the way. Saw an interesting article. I'm realizing that all my Lunchables are becoming like future tech stuff. It's not intentional, but there's just cool stuff happening potentially. Uber just announced a new service that they want to roll out by 2020 called Uber Air. Have you guys seen this?
No.
They want to launch it in LA, Dallas, Fort Worth, and of course Dubai, because everything happens in Dubai.
Amen.
Where they'll have autonomous flying vehicles that take off and land vertically from rooftop launch pads. So they rolled out like this 2.5-minute video of like this mom who just wants to get home to her kids. And so she takes an elevator up into this building, and there's no security, and there's this nice, like, Uber, like, air control officer with, like, this cool headset, and she's smiling and happy, and the woman has her smartphone app, and there's no security, and she goes on, she scans her app, and she walks on to the launch pad, where there's all these, like, avatar-looking, like, helicopters. And she gets in, and she flies home, and she, you know, it ends with her sitting at the table with her happy family. There's a couple things that concern me about this a little bit. For one, I feel like over the past few years, there seems to be, like, this whole... Companies will, like, announce this, like, big, like, futuristic tech device, and they promise they're going to roll it out in the next few years. And it just doesn't happen. So I'm a little worried with something like this. And there's some evidence to support that maybe this won't be ready by 2020. Specifically, there's a quote from a Verge article, and it said the kind of aircraft Uber envisions shuttling passengers from rooftop to rooftop, electric, autonomous, with the ability to take off and land vertically, don't exist yet. Nor does the infrastructure to support such a vehicle. Experts suggest that engineering and regulatory hindrances will prevent flying cars from ever taking off in a meaningful way.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's a little disappointing. But to add to it, Chucker, I know you'll be excited about this. Uber signed a Space Act agreement with NASA to create a brand new air traffic control system. So
making
basically,
a deal with the devil.
2017 is almost over. So we're talking 2.5 years. Uber is going to work with NASA to develop a whole new air traffic control system and a whole new helicopter that doesn't exist yet. I'm a little skeptical.
All I'm saying is that since 1989, when I first, I guess it wasn't in 1989 when I first watched it, but since the movie Back to the Future 2 came out,
yeah,
I feel like I've been promised flying cars and jetpacks probably before that even.
Sure.
And yet, here we are, 2017, 2 years after the time in the future they went to in Back to the Future Part 2. And I don't think we're one step closer to that actually becoming a reality.
Well, and I also feel like they're working, there's more progress on autonomous cars, but they're not out yet. And so you're telling me to believe that in 2 years, we'll definitely have flying planes. Like, no doubt.
Did you say we'll have flying planes?
Yeah, we have those.
autonomous flying planes. Autonomous flying cars.
Yeah, but it's funny, in the video, which we may or may not post to social media, who knows these days.
It
just looked like a helicopter, right?
It's basically a helicopter. Yeah. Yeah. They're calling it a flying car.
So I'm like, we already have this. It's called having a ton of money and just like contracting a helicopter to take you places.
Yeah.
How much does that cost this happy lady?
Huh?
How much did that cost this happy lady for the ride?
They say that they're going to be able to do thousands of flights a day on one route. So they, for instance, it was like one example they had was from LAX to Staples Center. And normally it's like an hour and a half if you take like Uber X.
Oh my goodness.
With Uber Air, it only take a half hour. Yeah. And they say it's going to cost like $20.
A half hour is still a long time because they're still in the same city.
It's still a long time. It's still a long time.
Is that lady going to have to fly back to get her car that she left at the building?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Well, yeah. So this is slightly related. Sports news. I know Carson loves this.
Oh, I do love this.
I just saw an article recently about Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner of the National Football League.
Oh, okay.
He's up for a new contract, and it came out that he had demands for his new contract. He wants $50 million a year, lifetime health care for him and his wife, and use of a private jet for the rest of his life.
Yes.
But here's my deal. If you're making $50 million a year,
mm-mm.
Like, that covers the jet.
No, it totally covers the jet.
It might cover the health care also.
But if you have the opportunity to negotiate a contract like that, you're absolutely throwing something like that in. I would throw in, like, lifetime supply of Chick-fil-A. Like, something really, like, something just kind of ridiculous that's, like...
You're making a statement.
I am making a statement.
Yeah.
It's a red herring. Because if you throw something crazy in like that, and they're like, no, we're not going to give you this, but you get everything else in the contract.
Totally. Totally.
It's a red herring.
Yeah.
Anyway, my next contract at Woodman, I'm asking for a private jet, so...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
You should see mine. It's going to be great.
What are you thinking about there?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That's when we're launching the Phase 10 initiative at our campus to raise money to cover my private jet expenses.
And runway.
And runway.
Phase 10 will include a runway. Yeah, at Rockerman.
Is that a board game night?
What?
The Phase 10 initiative, is that just a board game?
Is that a board game?
Yes.
Oh.
Where you just sit down and play Phase 10?
Oh, yeah, Phase 10. Oh. Have you ever played it?
I've never played Phase 10.
I haven't either.
It's a good game.
You're missing out. All right, I got a bit of a Lunchable here.
Go for it.
So, I have been enthralled for the past several weeks with Craigslist, but more specifically... No, listen.
Speaking of new technology,
enthralled with Craigslist.
It's been crazy.
Speaking of
more specifically, the Facebook Market, which is like Craigslist, but in my opinion, much better.
Yeah, shout out to North Springs Mamas.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so, the first thing that got me on there is I gave my daughter Lainey. She'll be 3 on Christmas Day, and she's gonna hate that, by the way.
Like a young Jesus.
She's holier than I am. But I gave her all of my Toy Story toys from when I was a little kid. And so I've got like the Buzz and the Woody and the race car RC and all these toys. And so I was like, you know what? This would be really cool if we had a complete set of all of these toys. And so I started looking on there and I have found a few. I've already gotten Bullseye and Jessie for her, which were great additions for sure. And looking for several more. But as I started looking on this, it also got me interested in selling some items as well. And as I've sold probably 15 to 20 items over the last couple of months on Facebook Market and Craigslist, I post them to both places. And I've just been meeting lots of very, very interesting people, shall we say, as we've been selling these items. And... you're never quite sure who you're going to come face-to-face with. The nice part about Facebook specifically is you can kind of stalk them a little bit because it links it to their profile, so that's helpful.
And no one lies on the internet.
It's true, yeah. There's no catfishing on Facebook whatsoever. Nope. And but specifically, I've had two instances. Both of them are Craigslist, which pushes me even more towards Facebook Market. But two instances. One guy was like, okay, I can't meet until after 9 p.m. I get off work at 8:30. I'm like, all right, it's really not that big a deal. Except that his suggested location for where we meet to purchase this item was behind the Walmart.
What?
Are you kidding me?
He legitimately was like, listen, I'll just meet you behind the Walmart.
Nope.
I was like, I don't think this is going to work out. I really appreciate it. I'll be glad to meet you here if you want. And I made kind of this big stink about it. And he called me on the phone and like was trying to argue me into going until I finally realized that the place that he was talking about was in a completely different city, actually. He didn't realize that I was in Colorado Springs. He was in, like, Parker, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, listen, it's not as sketchy as it sounds because behind the Walmart here, there's, like, a gas station there. I'm like, so why didn't you just tell me to meet you at the gas station? And so that was kind of an interesting one. But then I was selling a bass recently, one of my bass guitars, and this guy... I told him, I was like, listen, I can't meet you until like 8 tonight. I'm out of town all day. And so then as soon as I mentioned that, the next question that he texted me was, okay, well, just go ahead and give me your address so that I can meet you there when you get home. I was like, okay, I just told this guy I'm not going to be there. I'm like, I don't ever meet at my house. I'd be glad to meet you at like the Target or whatever. He sent me 3 follow-up texts continuing to ask for my address specifically. And I'm like, okay, this is...
And he's asking for the time you're getting home.
Exactly. Yeah, so this is very clearly a scam. Very clearly trying to... you know, just break into my house and steal all of my stuff. And so it got me thinking, which he would have been very disappointed when he broke in, other than the Jessie doll. But it very clearly got me thinking, what are some of the, like, worst scams that you've ever come across?
So because I got a package of sweatshirts once.
For 6 months I spent every day.
That was just a free gift. That's not a bad scam.
No, this cannot end well for you. I agree. This is a scam. Something.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got your classic Nigerian
scam,
which, by the way, I heard recently that in 2016, people lost $12.2 billion to this scam that has been around since the invention of the internet. People are still falling for this in droves.
That's insane. Yeah. My, and this has happened like two or three times, which is bad. My grandparents in Dallas, who are older, get calls sometimes that say, hey, your son is in jail and you need to send like bail money to this, like you need to go to the bank and send bail money to this.
Yeah, but those are real calls.
Well, they're real. They're like real people on the phone calling them.
Yeah, yeah.
And twice we have stopped them while they're in line at the bank.
Wow.
Getting ready to send money.
Oh my gosh.
And look, I'm not even really upset about like the money part. It's what kind of grandson do you think you have that he's in jail all the time, like doing all this dumb stuff and needs to be bailed out all the time?
Yeah, but
like,
that's not totally inaccurate.
All right.
It's not totally inaccurate. That's all.
I don't know. I haven't come close to getting in jail. I had a run-in with the police once, but we'll talk about it in a future episode, maybe.
Oh, please. You started thinking long and hard about that. I'm not sure what I was going to say.
I don't want to talk about this. But yeah, it's just... Well, and that's also just like, well, how low do you have to go to like try to dupe elderly people that their grandson is in jail?
I bought some speakers in college out of the back of some guy's van. he pulled up next to me at a stoplight and was like, dude... You want some speakers?
At a stoplight?
Yeah. And we pulled into like a parking lot.
So you did want speakers?
I did.
this guy's a marketing genius.
I fell for it. And I still have them. They're like the, I don't know, they're probably fakes, but like the Boston Acoustics, like kind of, you know, old school, big old speakers.
I don't think those are called fake. They're called hot.
Yeah, well, I know. I know. But you know, later I was like, hey, but it's a good deal. So
they still, you still use them?
Yeah, still got them.
That's incredible.
So that was a long time ago. What? So I don't know. I bought some stolen speakers.
I've always thought when it comes to kind of the audio world, the place to get all of your high quality gear is from a guy at a stoplight in the back of a van. That's actually how we got the sound system at Woodman here.
Yeah,
true. Yeah.
It was our own Woodman white van that we just
that's right.
Yeah, run back.
I once bought a cat off of Facebook. It was turned out to be a jerk. Awful idea.
Oh, you got scammed big time.
Yeah, I got scammed.
Pretty sure got scammed.
Yeah. Well, good things to look out for. I'm trying to sell some stuff.
Just be careful.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Nigerian stoplight scammers, you got to watch out for them.
I feel bad for the guy that's actually a Nigerian prince. Like anytime he emails somebody about something,
yeah,
they don't take him seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah.
No, what? I promise. I actually
$12.2 billion worth of people.
I'm just trying to get rid of these speakers.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want these speakers to go to a good home.
Just meet me out behind the Walmart. We'll make it happen.
Behind the Walmart.
North Springs Nigerian Princess.
It's a big group.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Large Nigerian influence. All right. This is funny because my Lunchable is about barbershops. Which Tommy hasn't got a haircut in who knows how long, and Colin doesn't really need haircuts, right?
Right out of you.
Do you give yourself one? You give
my
your
haircuts
own self a haircut?
Itself.
Do you just take like a razor and?
I just do like you know just the no. Just the what you know yeah that's what I do.
No guards.
It's a secret. The guard. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go.
Just no guard. No just
guard. Gotcha.
I'm gonna cut my hair since high school.
Look, I love. Carson and I go to the same barber. We love him.
Shout out to Aaron Vasquez
at Lincoln Street Barbers. Great. Great guy. Great haircut.
Okay.
But I've just experienced this in several places with the rise of these, they're not like men, I don't want to call them like men's salons, but they're like.
They're barbershops.
Like, it's a barbershop.
Yeah, just classic barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think barbershop culture is fascinating.
It's so different from like a salon or like a
Well, there's like the
sports
movie.
Clips.
There's like the movie barbershop, which is a little different.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
That's the one I would want to go to.
Right, but I did a quick search on Instagram using hashtag barber, and
as you often do,
the captions on people's Instagrams of like clients they've taken pictures of their haircut are incredible. They're like motivational quotes that they pair with pictures of people they've given haircuts to. So I picked three. Here's one. It's all in the details. Same quality, different mindset. Here's another one. Life is a gift, and it offers us the privilege, opportunity, and responsibility to give something back by becoming more. And these are just pictures of dude's hair. I will not follow where the path may lead, but I will go where there is no path, and I will leave a trail. It's just like, you gave the dude a haircut. Like, you're not a life coach. Yeah. And I get, be proud of what you do and proud of making someone look good. I am happy, very happy. But I just think it's fascinating that it's like, like,
I'd like to bring up that if you go to on Instagram to at Lincoln Street Wizard, that's Lincoln STWZRD, that Stephen Chukray has been the subject of one of these posts.
Let me see the caption.
Well, there's no caption, but there are plenty of hashtags. I just want to share a couple of them. Of course, you have the typical, like, Lincoln Street Barbers, hashtag Civilized Misfits, which is exactly how I would describe you. Hashtag Young Professional, hashtag All Class, hashtag Men's Fashion, hashtag Clipperwork, hashtag Pomade. So I think I'm gonna share these on our luncheon Instagram, and you guys can help us come up with a caption for it.
But am I like, look, I don't want to like knock barbers
or anything professional. Yeah.
It's a worthy profession. And I love what they do, and I'm thankful for what they do. But it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. We're getting.
You're getting
a little carried away. I'm also wearing sunglasses.
I'm focused on this. You're wearing sunglasses. How did that happen?
Well, I had worn sunglasses in there, and I picked them up on the way out, and then he was like, can I snap a picture? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you want to wear the shades? I'm like, yeah.
I love Aaron.
It makes you look cool.
Aaron gets into his work.
Oh, yeah.
He'll like if he's like digging what he's doing, which most of the time he is, like halfway through the haircut, like he'll be very quiet, very focused, just like you know, laser, just like killing it. And then halfway through, he'll start getting excited and he'll like start grunting and stuff.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is good.
This part. Oh, man.
Oh, this part's so good.
So
good.
Yeah.
So I'm all for the barber culture. I can't say I get it.
No.
But I'm for it.
Well, I think the deal is you have to be like part barber and then part like psychiatrist. Because you know, you got people like just unloading all of life's problems. Because you're just sitting there for 30 minutes, maybe an hour, if you have as much hair as I do. And, you know, some conversations are going to happen. So I think they feel like, hey, this is a chance for me to change your life. Not just your look, but to give you a new course for your future.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel inspired right now.
And I'm going to say all of that in 140 characters or less.
Yeah. I don't talk when I get the haircut. I mean, if he talks to me, I say something, but I'm not trying to like... One, I want him to concentrate on what he's doing, clearly.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't know.
No, I've never been one to...
I just want to sit there.
Yeah. And a lot of times it seems like if you start talking to them, they stop working.
Yeah.
So they stop cutting. Like, yeah. I don't have experience of that. I just know from, you know, watching movies and such.
Yeah.
But you want them to get done. Do it right and do it fast.
When you're cutting your hair, do you talk to yourself?
Sometimes, but then I have to stop, look myself in the eyes in the mirror, and have a good conversation.
Colin's in the mirror with a razor going over his head, and he's like, dream is free, the hustle is sold separate.
That's right.
Don't mind details.
I'm like, oh, that looks good. Don't even need no part.
But that's kind of why I like Sport Clips, because while I got awful haircuts there, they had TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
So you don't have to talk. You just watch sports.
Yeah.
You can just put your headphones in, put on Netflix on your phone, and be like,
that's kind of what I want to be able to
do. Tap me on the head when you're done.
Tap me on the head.
You put like a VR system on.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Side note, though, too. Dentists. When you go to the dentist and they want to talk to you, but annoying. They're in your mouth.
Yeah. That's the worst.
They can't talk?
Yeah.
They ask you a question that is not a yes or no question.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and like arr,
what arr, are you doing arr, for Thanksgiving?
Tell me about your family.
I can go. But somehow they know what you're saying. Yeah. That's the awesome part.
It's a different language.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I got just a quick one. Yeah. I was listening to just news on the radio, and they were talking about there's some companies that are wanting to, they're starting to offer the benefits of like 6 extra days off if you're not a smoker because of all the smoke breaks that smokers take.
I heard about this.
like during the year, and so they just figure like all those smoke breaks equal up to several days off, and so it's like, hey, if you're a non-smoking employee, you know, you're gonna get like an extra week off a year or something. And so, I mean, it was just interesting thinking about what I think about that. I worked in a warehouse once doing restaurant supply stuff, and most of my coworkers smoked, and so they would always go out, and I'd be like in there working by myself, like four times a day for 15 minutes, almost an hour a day.
Sure.
I'd be working by myself. And a friend of mine that I worked with, we started doing like Frisbee breaks. We just throw like, basically this is going to be our smoke break. We're going to take Frisbee breaks and just throw the Frisbee in the warehouse. We broke a few things, which is probably why I got nixed. But I was thinking like for us, like church work, besides, you know, taking an hour a week to do a podcast, which might be considered a smoke break for some people. Like how do we waste time in church work when most of us aren't outside smoking? I mean, three out of four of us here are not outside smoking. But like, what are our time wasters? Where maybe some of our coworkers might say, I should get a couple extra days off because
I don't know if I want to make this public.
Oh yeah, you do. Let's talk about it here.
Besides the podcast that we're recording,
that's what I was thinking about first is the podcast. But what else?
I just naturally take long bathroom breaks.
There you go.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Well, you know, you get on the phone, check kind of the news. And.
But you're working in there. News. You're still working.
I'm doing some sort of work, yeah.
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 Paperwork.
Paperwork, yeah.
Things like building a TARDIS from Doctor Who.
Yeah, building a TARDIS.
But that is your work.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good work.
I see Tommy all the time just kind of. I look over and he's on his computer just like trying to find people on Craigslist he can hang out with.
That's true, yeah.
Does anybody want to meet me behind a Walmart?
Well, someone. Someone meet me behind a Walmart.
It's far less about actually selling or buying the item and far more about trying to find my future best friend.
Yeah.
And
it's about community.
It's not working well.
You should really check North Springs Mamas. They have cats.
Yeah.
Other way.
Or have you ever worked at a place and you're like everyone was taking smoke breaks and you kind of got ticked off about it? Or coffee breaks? Come on, come on, coffee shop people.
Oh yeah,
plenty of coffee breaks.
A lot of coffee breaks.
Yeah.
The whole idea of the smoke break does frustrate me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why do you get more time off just because, like, just to go smoke? Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. So I do like that they're implementing that.
Yeah.
I feel like time is wasted and then made up around here. But there is a lot of...
One day I randomly...
People do like to stop by our office quite a bit.
I randomly took a break to go to Sonic Happy Hour.
What? When was this?
Oh, it was like a year ago, probably. Oh,
okay. When you were in
between
students.
Between 2 to 4, it's half off all drinks and slushies.
It's hard to
and
beat.
50-cent corn dogs or something.
Yeah.
Or dollar corn dogs, something like that.
You're not going to miss out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens every day, but...
Time in, but that's
really
just lunch.
I really wanted a slushie.
Yeah.
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 I feel like we actually are quite a bit more efficient now that Danielle and Tyler are not in our office. So
yeah. I can see that. I
love you guys. Just kidding.
Oh yeah.
Best of luck in Indianapolis.
Chuck Ray and I's office is like pretty separated away from. There's like a whole section of the office with like cubicles, and that's where like most of the staff is. And then worship and tech, we're kind of like down a hallway. Kind of out of the way. You have to be pretty intentional to like, come stop by. But for whatever reason, our office seems to be the place where people like to come take breaks.
Mm.
So we'll like be working away, and the door will be open, and someone will come in and start knocking. And it's like, hey, what's up? And they're like, oh, I just need a break. Like, oh,
your office cool, is
we're
the break
working,
room.
So yeah, it's the break room.
Well, in the tech office, they take ice cream sandwich breaks over there.
Oh yeah, I don't even want to talk about it.
I know.
They're getting ready to completely renovate
our
offices here to separate Central from Rockrim, and so I'm anxious to see what it's going to look like for sure.
Yeah,
because we get a lot of that too. Even for us, it's not people that are specifically coming to see us. It's everyone feels like they have to say hi to us as they walk through
our office is a hallway.
And you look like you look like a secret jerk if you don't say
it's
hi.
It's true.
33% at least.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. I can do it 1/3 of the time. I can just ignore them because that's who I am.
Yeah,
33% seekers do.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry. Okay, wait. On that topic, I like to work. I do like working in coffee shops quite a bit. I like the atmosphere of being around other people. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to be talking to other people, but I like working in a space with other people. But for some reason, whenever I put headphones in to try to get people to not talk to me, but they still try to talk to me.
They don't get the hint.
Why don't they get the hint? There's hey, things man, in my ear.
What are you listening to?
Why does it matter?
Well, your headphones are like the in-ears, so they're pretty subtle. You need to get like...
No, there's a cable hanging from my head.
You need to get like huge beats.
Beats. Yeah, that's
like
true.
Pink.
That's true. Yeah. Nana?
Can't miss them.
Send them beats.
Send them beats.
Yeah, that's I kind of use that. That's my cue of, hey, I don't want to be interrupted right now. I'll go sit on the couch, put the headphones in, and it doesn't really help.
It doesn't really
much.
Work.
Yeah, I interrupt you sometimes. Sorry about that.
It's mainly Colin. Yeah. And Herschel.
Oh, Herschel.
Herschel.
Herschel's a jerk.
Are we even going to see him again?
Yeah, I think I'll be here for Christmas.
Or maybe at the one-year anniversary show. Hmm. Fly him in.
Fly him in.
He'll have a little booth.
I know everyone's waiting.
Yeah, he'll have a little booth in the back selling his prosthetic udders.
Yeah. He's doing a whole goat cheese and ice cream thing, so.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
If you're a new listener from our from the one-year anniversary party at Third Space Coffee, which Chucker and I hosted, hello.
Oh, yeah. We did
welcome.
Host the one-year anniversary
party. We hosted the one-year anniversary party at Third Space, and I used it as an opportunity to really try to launch the podcast. I don't think we got one follow.
My sister said you were funny, though.
Oh. We made at least... I mean, we were probably on stage for a solid 20 minutes. Like, five different, giveaways. But we were on stage for a solid 20 minutes. We probably made five good jokes in there. We're pretty funny.
Three to five.
Yeah. But just a little sneak preview of what it's going to be for the one-year episode of Luncheon.
That's right.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Episode 38. Bye.
You're on your own.
Luncheon!
Week and week. We don't know why we're still doing it. We don't know why we're still doing
it. What episode are we on right now?
Well... It's nothing.
While I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping.
What?
As if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, rapping at my chamber door. Merely this, and nothing more.